And they questioning, questioning, questioning me. And I'm answering, answering, answering. Up, y'all. Thank you and welcome to another episode of The Grind Down. It's just three sisters working in the OB office talking about love, laughter, fun, vaginas, of course.
Of course.
Mind, body, and soul. So I'm Jamie.
And I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Dr. Owende.
And if it's your first time here, hey, and if you back for another one, we missed you. What's up?
What's up?
So, Steph, what are we talking about today?
Okay. So, this term came up to me. There was someone that mentioned that they were dating someone, and they liked the person, but the person is too nice. Mm. What does that mean?
Too nice. I don't know what that means, because I wouldn't think that somebody would be too nice.
I feel like I hear that, and I think what they mean is the person is like not interesting, not edgy enough, and like does too much good stuff for them. So it's like they'll push over a little bit because they always do something for them.
So I have heard people say this. So can they? I feel like people confuse too nice for boring, and then they also confuse boring for respectful. Being respectful and respecting you and your space and who you are and the things that you want to do and who you are as a person, and they want to just show you a good time or just show you that you're a special person in their life, and they feel like that's boring. Mm-hmm. Especially in my generation. Like
mine too, though, because I remember being young and folk being like, well, you know, he's just always giving me stuff and bringing me stuff. Like, ugh.
What's wrong with you?
And I don't understand that.
Well, you know what? It might be, like, if you're always bringing me something, I can't ask for anything. If you say, I want to go here, and then I say, I don't want to go there, and then you say, okay, maybe that's too nice. Like, you a pushover. Like, whatever you want. It's like, I want to like, fight with you a little bit. I want to feel a little tug of war. I want to feel a little tug. I don't want you to agree with everything I want to do.
You
want to
fight.
Yeah, I want to be.
I mean, I guess I can get that as if you were a teenager. But now.
I
feel like, hey, I'm glad that you take some time to listen to the things that I want and that I need, because I shouldn't have to always open my mouth, because I can't stand a closed mouth, don't get fed type of person in every situation.
So what about when I was talking to somebody today about coming to America, and it's like the one girl he was trying to marry, whatever, and whatever you like, whatever you want, you know, buck like a dog.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want a complete pushover.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is like, well, do whatever you say. Well, bring me this. Okay, do this. Okay, well, what do you want to do today? Well, it's like, only what I want to do. But see, I also don't think you need to be fighting all the time.
Well, not all the time, but I'm just saying, like you said, you don't want somebody that's always a yes sir or yes ma'am, because you're going to get cheated on. You're gonna want someone that makes you feel like they have their own opinion, their own say so, they have their things that they want to do.
Of course, I don't feel like. See, okay, so I obviously have a different perception of somebody who's too nice. When I think too nice, I don't think of a lap dog, like, oh, just your wish is my command, like they're a genie. But you know, just somebody that
cares
takes
about.
Time to care about you, and you know. Say it's okay for us to disagree, but that don't mean that we gonna fall out about it.
Because some folks who think somebody too nice, they like, you call them and you don't, if they answer, you like, oh, he always answer. He always
answer. No, you don't think that. You better answer.
You answer my phone calls or you respond to my texts or whatever. Like, yes, I do expect you to be,
or you take the initiative on some situations. Like you said, like, hey, I want to go to this place. Okay, well, I know that. Well, one day you surprised me with taking me to this place.
I think that's
so cool that you take time to actually listen to me and see what I like and see what my needs
are. I think that's being considerate, though. Someone listening to you, I don't think that's being nice. I think they're actually into you and they care about things that's important.
It's a continuum. It's the same thing to me.
That's what I'm saying. I think consideration and niceness go in hand in hand.
But someone that says a person is too nice possibly means that they are in a have been in relationships where they had to actually fight for things all the time, or somebody did them wrong and then they stayed with them, and then they meet somebody that's giving them all the things they say they want and realize they can't handle it because they're used to.
That's where it falls apart for me, because to me, if you just expecting to be mistreated, then you gonna be constantly upset. Like you gonna be ready to be mad all the time because you just think that's how a relationship should be. And I don't want to argue.
But Jenny has said something earlier to me. What'd you say about the hitting in the?
Oh yeah. So I've heard people say this. Not nobody that I know personally. But I've overheard people say this, or I've seen a post on Facebook like, hey, like, oh, I want my person or my guy, whatever, to, you know, be a little roughneck, like choke me up, you know, put me in my place or whatever. Like, they're like, that's not cute.
Not cute.
That's not cute. And that is abuse.
I second that.
That's abuse. That's
you're getting
abuse.
Choked up.
Okay, I'm not calling you boo, I'm calling you 911. Okay, me and 911 hanging out tomorrow.
Okay, for real, like, come on. I don't think that's
love.
Some people, and
that you really care if you choke me up.
But see, and I don't like that, because then you overstepping bounds. To me personally, nobody else, I'm not throwing shades to nobody who don't feel like this, but me personally, when you doing stuff like that or you say stuff like that, it kind of disrespects people who are actually going through abusive relationships. Absolutely. And the guy's like, I blacked your ass because I love you.
That's come on.
Or, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or I scratched up your face, boy, because I love you. You just need to stop doing stuff to make me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, women and men go through abusive relationships. So it's like you kind of stepping on their toes.
That's not healthy.
Playing that way.
I think if you find yourself being that person who thinks that you need to be choked up or even just need to be constantly arguing with somebody, you need some therapy, sis.
Yes.
But that would be that person that wouldn't be, that would find somebody and then would say that they're too nice. Because this is all that they know. So when you get somebody that does what they're supposed to do or what they should be doing to show you that
that's
they care, nice is too nice. They're going to go back and they're going to cheat on the nice is too nice. With the roughneck.
Yeah,
and that's why you need counseling. I just feel like you need to talk to somebody about your feelings, because it's a problem. It's a problem. Because otherwise, unless you just want... So what I think a person should do, anybody should do, is think about what you really want out of your relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be fighting all the time? Is that what you want? Not like what does he want to look like or act like, but what do you want when you are in that relationship? If you want to fight all the time, then maybe that's just your thing. But if you really would like somebody who loves you or takes care of you, then you looking for that person, and that ain't the same dude that's going to be ready to hang up on you or choke you or leave you at some stranded somewhere. Like, that ain't the same dude.
Right. And Stephanie, what you were saying earlier, which, like, struck a chord with me, you was like, well, maybe they just... This is the model that they've always seen.
Exactly.
Like,
maybe,
you know,
they grew up seeing
fussing
this.
And fighting and always going head to head.
And that's why I say, if you do that self-assessment, you grew up in that household, but do you want that?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
But then also some people, men and women alike, feel like, you know... They think that they want a certain thing, but they haven't really done that self-assessment to say, what do I really want? Because most of the time, a lot of us, from the time you start your real dating career, and maybe like 25.
Career. That's that career word. It's a career.
She a career woman.
When you first start your real dating career, maybe late high school, early college, until you get married or whatever relationship you end up in. You know, like, people really don't know what they want out of a relationship. They don't even know who they want to be in a relationship.
Right on. That's
you know
real.
What I'm saying? Because
that's real.
Before you can call yourself being in a relationship with somebody else, you have to be a whole person.
Absolutely.
So how do you feel about how you want to be in this relationship? How good do you want to be to this person? How good do you want to be to yourself?
To yourself.
So that you can be a good person to somebody
else. That sounds very easy, but it's not.
I was going to say, that can't be.
But it sound good. It sound like that's something I'm going to assess myself.
Yeah. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth about themselves.
And that's what I'm saying. A person could easily think, I want love. I want somebody who cares about me. But I also want them to, like, you know, slam the door in my face. Like, that ain't the same. That's not the same person that would do both of those things.
But you say you want it, and when you get it, you take advantage of it.
I want a nice person with the edge. Like that, you know,
like,
what does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys, well, I know you guys are on IG, but I saw a clip from T.I. and Tiny Family Hustle with Toya, who I love. I love her. I love her little family. I love it. But it was a clip where she was talking to her daughter, and her daughter was saying how, I guess, the guy she's dating right now, or at the time that they were filming, was like, you know, left her a message on social media under one of her pictures or something to that effect. Sure. I'm paraphrasing. But was like, you know, stop playing me for why I do this, that, and with you or whatever, because maybe she was wearing something risque or something like that. And she was like, but I like that. That shows that he, and I'm just like, and Toya was like, how does that show that he likes you? I would be calling the police.
He's like, trying to tell you how you should dress.
But it's a true story for a lot of our young sisters and a lot of grown women too. Like, you know, that feel like, oh, you know, if he up under my pictures talking about where the heck is you going with that on? They think that that's love. Like, no, you don't control me. You're not my parent. Like, you know.
How do you get them to know that it's not?
I think Maya Angelou was like, a person will tell you exactly who they are. You know what I mean? They will. And you got to listen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then I was watching Jada and Will. Will put Jada in her place. And basically was like, I grew up in a household. You saw that? Mm-hmm. Where they were always cussing and fighting.
I didn't see that.
And Will was, and so they were at some event. And Jada was like, you know, shut the F up. And he was like, I pulled her to the side to another room and was like, if this is how we going to be, it's over. Mm-hmm. You will not curse at me. We will not be out here fighting, especially not in public. But you won't even curse. He said that was the last time she even cursed at him in the relationship. And I was like, dang. But I love, I mean, I don't be cussing my husband out or nothing. But I love the fact that he was like, this is something I won't continue. And so he put her in her place. Now, he ain't, you know, strangle her. But he was like, I grew up with this kind of antagonistic relationship, and they went to a communication counseling and all kind of stuff after that, just to make sure that they could express to each other without being disrespectful.
That's
or whatever. And that's deep. Like, why don't
I like
we,
that.
Yeah. So then at the end of the day, you sleeping with somebody who you love, who loves you, who is you feel safe with. Is that what you want, or do you want the person that you think is literally gonna choke you in the morning because of what you're wearing? You know what I'm saying?
Or cuss you out
in front of your kids or in general. No thank you.
Well, no thank you for me.
Definitely. That's a no bueno.
That's a no for me. Yeah. I don't need that. You know, you can be nice. And that don't mean you gotta like everybody who's like, you know, out here just being nice. But if I don't think they need to be not nice. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That you definitely.
What if they nice in the beginning and change up on you?
Well, it's a lot of that going on. It's a lot of catfishing going on out here in these streets. And the only thing I can do is say, sis and or brother, run the other direction.
I know I was dating somebody, and they were like the best thing. And I was like, just too nice, too nice. 3 months down the road, who are you?
Crazy.
Where did you come? What did you do with dude?
What was that back in the day? Crazy?
Yeah. Then once I left, here they come back like, no, you already showed me. Because you had on a mask.
Yeah, yeah.
You took that mask off when you got comfortable.
What my best friend called it is, it's the representative. You are now speaking with the representative. You're with the representative for the first 3 months.
Right.
Shouts out to my best friend. So she calls it the representative.
I've had him.
My pastor back in the day used to always say that. You give him time and everybody will show you who they are.
Oh,
yeah. Give him some time. He used to say 6 months. He was able to show you who they are.
Because people can't keep up that facade for too long. Mm-hmm. Your true color's going to come out.
Yeah.
People going to see that you either and or crazy or, you know, that you an awesome person that you claim to be. But
and don't
we'll
ignore
see.
The red flags out here. Like, you see so many red flags. And then they be looking at you like, well, no, that ain't me, though. That ain't how I usually, I think that is.
Yeah.
I feel like
people who you ever went on a date or something like that. This never happened to me, but I'm thinking of a scenario. Have you ever heard of a story where somebody was like, you know, we went on a date, he was all good and whatever, but he just was throwing jabs or whatever, like, you know, just kind of that type of subtle things, the passive things, and they just be like, maybe it was just because it's the first date or whatever, and this is, do you excuse it? What do you do? Because that's the first time meeting somebody, so you're like, maybe I just give it another, you know how we maybe try
they
to
do
it
say
another
that.
Chance.
So I feel like, but I also feel like, and I told my girl this the other day, if they say something and they keep doing something that you like, you can bring it up. And if they don't acknowledge it or change, then it might not be for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you shouldn't, to me, I don't think you should let that stuff slide either. Where you don't like, where you don't acknowledge it at all, you know? That's my call.
Right, that's true.
But then they can, it's up to them if they actually change whatever that is or acknowledge how you feel. Because we can all grow. I know stuff I used to do when I first, you know, got with my husband that before we were even married, that like, I don't do anymore because he's like, dude, like, you can't keep hanging up on me. Okay, that's my bad. You know what I mean? That's
my bad. I'm so guilty.
But
of that.
Now I'll be like, okay, I'm going to hang up. Is that okay? Bye. You know what I mean? As opposed to just quit. But, you know,
because I'll be ready to bang on something. Like, I'll be bang, 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 bang. I'll be ready to bang on.
But that's rude.
And it's very rude. It's very rude, but I mean, and my sister had to call me out, not even in a relationship, but just my sister. She had to be like, you know, I'm trying to tell you, like, love you, bye, but you keep hanging up. And she was like, the conversation doesn't end at all right, like, I'm going to say all right, bye, or talk to you later, or something like that.
And if it didn't bother people, then it's one thing, but if it does and you voice it, then you should be acknowledged. That's, you know, and if you're not, then that could be a problem.
So I'm going to go on record right now to say that I'm not going to be hanging up on people anymore. I'm going to at least acknowledge, like, I'm going to hang up. Because I'm so bad at it. I'm so deaf on it. I will hang up on you in a heartbeat.
I would, too.
She gonna
do the all right click.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even do that. Like, if I was just mad, you would be talking to Dead Space.
Remember back in the day, the phones used to be dial tones. Oh. You hang up and go, doo. You don't even get that no more.
You know, it's silent. You find out that I hung up.
Okay, for real. If I'm mad, I'm finna boop. I mean, my finger be hovering over that red button. Mm-hmm. Boop.
Mm-hmm. You hear that? What? Click.
Okay.
You say it. Click.
Talk to Tom.
You say it. Click.
And that neck move when you do it, like,
and you feel vindicated when you're in the flip phones, you just clap it down.
Ooh,
bow. Clap it down on you. You ain't even know what happened to you. You just disconnected.
Now my baby be hanging up on people, and I'm like, wait, I call him back. That's her. She pressed the button. That's her.
And then she be in the background. Mama, you told me to do that.
Right.
Just don't be telling on you.
Right. We can go ahead and wrap it up. You guys, connect with us, subscribe, like, comment, share. The Gyne Down, we are also on Twitter. Our handle is @GYNDOWN, @GyneDown. Leave us some comments, suggestions, concerns, whatever. Go ahead and hit us up. We're also on SoundCloud, CastBox, and iTunes Podcast. You can listen to us there. And if you have not already listened to the first,
Seven
episodes. What are you even doing with your life?
Listen, get it together. You enjoy yourself.
I mean, we're judging you now. We are judging you.
We are.
And this is Jamie, and I'm signing off.
This is Stephanie, and I'm going to find me a nice guy. I'm nice as two nice guys.
Nah, she ain't going to look. Brothers, run. She ain't asking.
Run.
Don't trust the big button to smile, okay?
See? This was full of songs.
Right.
And this is me, Dr. Wendy, and signing off until the next time at
The Gyne Down.
Click. Click.
Click.
Right. Click.